好，弟兄姊妹，我们先读两处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we're gonna read two passages from the Bible.
约翰福音第十四章五到六节。
John 14:5-6.
约翰福音第十四章五到六节。
John 14:5-6.
多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇第十一节
Verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
在几年前有一次常见弟兄来这里。
Few years ago, Brother Tom came here.
然后我们就是在平常的这个谈话当中有一点交谈。
And in our conversation, there was this sharing.
他就我记得他特别提到说这个道路、真理、生命。
He especially mentioned the way, the truth, and the life.
他说道路很重要。
He said the way is very important.
然后像启示录里面二三章那个教会的道路呢？那个是初信造就。
He said that in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, that way is actually basic foundation.
对，当然我知道，我们弟兄讲到道路的时候呢，是讲到神的家怎么建立，这个整个身体的路要怎么走。
When he talked about the way, he was talking about the body, how to be built and how to walk in the way of the Lord.
但我那时候就不晓得为什么讲了一句就是。我们也在走生命之道。
And then I don't know why, but I said that we're walking the way of life.
对，我意思说道路、真理、生命，感觉上好像也是都是相关在一起的。
I was saying like the way, the truth, and the life, they're all related.
然后回家想了一想，我是跟他抬杠，我可能是不是讲错了？那个生命之道，因为是圣经上那个约翰一书的生命之道是指。Life of a word, 就是那个生命的话。
And then I thought, oh, maybe I was mistaken, because in John it was talking about the life of the word.
不过我后来想一想，这个在诗篇十六篇这边也写到说，有一条生命的道路。
But then actually, and here in Psalm, it's talk about the path or the way of life.
这就是生命之路，所以这是我今天的负担。
So it's the way of life, and that's my burden today.
所以弟兄姊妹，之前我们讲到一点道路的事情。
So let's talk about a little bit about the way.
我们在地上信主了，然后追求呢，我们需要有方向，需要有目标。
So we are believers now, and in our pursuit, we have to have a direction and our goal.
对，我们一定要。认真的在主面前知道说我们到底要往哪里去。
We have to know where we're heading.
主啊，你救了我，到底我在地上活着，我的意义，我到底应该是追求什么
？Lord, you have saved me, and today, what is my purpose here? What should I be pursuing?
如果我不知道的话，那我到底在干什么呢？
If I do not know, then what am I doing here?
那我也略略提到一些真理。
And then I'm talking about truth.
那我是用那个属灵的实际来表达这个追求。
And I'm using spiritual reality to talk about this pursuit.
对，如果有两位弟兄或姊妹
，If there are two brothers and sisters,
他们在做同一件事情
，And they're doing this exactly the same thing.
对，也许是去邀请朋友来听福音。
Let's say they go and invite friends to come to the gospel meeting.
不要误会啊，反正邀请还是要邀请的啊。
inviting friends, we have to do that.
对，也许一个，只是哦，就反正碰到人就来吧，就请你来一来。
Let's say for one, when he meet the person, he just say, oh, just come.
然后另外一个就是他在主面前祷告。
But for the other one, he prayed before the Lord.
对，求主让我能够遇见该遇见的朋友。
Let me meet the person, a friend whom I'm supposed to meet.
或是说我现在有朋友在我的心里面，主啊，我祷告求主带领他能够来听到福音。
Or there's a friend in my heart, and I want to pray, Lord, that you lead that person to come and listen to the gospel.
所以很可能在表面上都做同样的事情。
So outwardly, it looks like you're doing the same thing.
但一个里面是有真的东西。
But for one, there's real stuff in within.
对，另外一位，有可能主是不算数的。
For the other, maybe, it's not counted by the Lord.
然后到了我想道路真理生命，好像我在主面前寻求，很自然的，我们需要回到生命的基础上面来有点交通跟追求。
And so with regards to the way, the truth, and the life, we have to go back to pursuing about life.
特别是到了年底。
Especially at the end of the year.
是这样，我每个礼拜，就是我们上班就是以周为单位，对不对？
So you know, like in our work life, the week seems to be the unit that we think about.
我每次还没到礼拜五，我到礼拜四就觉得像强弩之末。就像没力的那种。
Thursday, I feel like you know my strength is probably all gone.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们走2018年，快走到年底了。
So 2018, we've been walking and we are reaching the end of it.
你是否也像一个强弩之末，已经慢慢感觉走得没力了呢？
Are you feeling like you have no strength left?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的生命，在他这个活泼的力量里面呢，能够继续的往前走，这是生命之路。
But we have to go forward in the life, in the liveliness of that life.
我们读两处圣经。
Let's read two more passages.
创世纪三章二十四节。
Genesis 3:24.
创世纪三章二十四。
Genesis 3:24.
于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
这边我们知道是亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢，被神赶出伊甸园。
We know this happened after the fall, where Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
这边讲很有意思，就是神把那个往生命树的那条路呢，把它封住了。
And God blocked the way to the tree of life.
我们再看一下启示录二十二章一到二节。
And then, let's turn to Revelation 22:1-2.
启示录二十二章，对，一到二节。
Revelation 22:1-2.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
所以弟兄姊妹，在圣经的一起头的时候呢，神的意思就是要人能够有生命，吃生命树的果子。
You see, at the beginning of the Bible, we see that God wants men to partake of the fruit of the tree of life.
然后神的心思，神的祝福呢，神的道路一直都没变的。
And the purpose and the heart of God has not changed ever since.
所以 直到了最后呢，到了勇士的时候呢，你发现那个整个神要把生命充满的这个光景呢，就完全的能够成就。
So even in the eternal future, God wants everything to be filled with that light.
所以有一道那个很活的、丰富的生命水的那个河呢，那个流在新天新地里。
So that abundant, lively life is being, is flowing in that place.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天啊，我们要知道，有我们原本的这个往生命的路呢，是已经完全断绝了。
So we see that originally that way to that life has already been cut off.
所以第一点我想要讲的就是，我们必须要认识我们旧的生命，老亚当的生命是完全被神废弃的。
We need to realize that that old life, that Adamic life, is forsaken by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很大的恩典。就是我们能够得生命是一个很大的恩典。
And that's why it's such a big grace for us to be able to get that life.
也就是说，如果没有主，如果我们今天没有救恩的话，我们根本那个生命的路呢，是完全是断的。
Without the Lord, without salvation, that way to life is completely cut off.
没有错，我们今天从母腹出生，然后长大，好像看起来表面的生命是活的，没有错。
It is true that we are born of our parents, and then as if we have life here.
但实际上，这个生命是走向死亡，它是跟神没有关系的，它是以后会是朽坏的。
But this life, is cut off from God, has no relationship with God, and it's a corruptible life.
然后主今天为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And the Lord opened for us a new and living way.
所以，然后他这条路呢，是叫我们里面，他这个路这个开头哈，是叫我们得着主的生命，叫我们这些人能够重生。
And that way is for us to have God's life. He wants to let us be born again.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信主了，有时候把这个都看作理所当然。
Yes, we as believers, sometimes we look at this as a matter of fact.
但是神要把我们这个人一拯救哈，他那个一开头呢，就是把生命把点活在我们里面。
But when God saved us, He lights up that life in us.
然后大家可以想象，那个是一个生命的种子。
And that's the seed of that life.
然后从这个生命的种子呢，它能够带出神里面许多的恩典、智慧、丰富、荣耀。它那个种子。从那个生命的种子，他把它产生出来。
From that seed of life, he can bring out the abundance, the glory, and all that's of God.
如果我们今天没有信主的话，这些通通都没有。
If we're not believers, we can have no part of this.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要守住这个地位。
And that's why we need to keep this position.
我包含我自己在内，我觉得我们需要有一个经历学习。叫我们有个觉悟，我们这个旧的生命根本是没有救。
We have to learn and experience that this old life is totally not hopeless. It's completely useless.
它是无能的，它根本没有办法成就神的旨意，根本没有办法那个带进神的生命，还有后面一切的祝福。
Because it cannot accomplish what God wants.And cannot bring in whatever God wants.
然后呢，你知道吗？神用整个律法叫我们能够看清这个事实。
And the Lord uses the law for us to see this reality.
所以整个律法它是你说不可偷盗、不可奸淫啊、不可做这个、不可做那个。
So the law says you cannot commit adultery, you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
花了这个整个这个旧约的时代，用这些旧约的律法呢？叫我们能够看清我们自己。
Lord used the law of the whole Old Testament for us to see ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，也许我今天讲你会觉得，哎，好像你已经知道了。
Maybe what I say today, you feel, oh, I know about this.
你知道吗？如果我们真的很看清楚这件事情。
But actually, if you really see this clearly,
你对一些网络上的什么心灵鸡汤，就是
chicken soup for the soul，
我的 soul， 或是或是一些的座右铭，就是 motto 的东西的，或是一些励志的话，或是一些很有哲理，好像叫我们生命能够叫我们这个人能够很有智慧的言语。
So that if you know, if you really know this, when you look at the internet and you see like the chicken soup for the soul or mottos or like words of wisdom from people，
如果你真的认识我们旧的生命是无望的，
if you really know that this old life is hopeless，
然后你又看到这些座右铭，这些人的智慧的话，
and you see the wisdom of man，
你会知道说这些也许暂时有某种的道理，但是它是没有实际生命的果效。
You will know that maybe on a temporal scale they have some use, but really they don't have real results or fruit.
对，你就不会在 WeChat Moment 这边发来发去。
Then you won't be sending all this stuff in your WeChat Moment.
因为你自己深深知道那个不是那条生命之路。
Because you know deeply that that is not the way of life.
然后如果你真的认识这一点的话，我们对一些什么行善、慈善、社工这些，我们就会有准确的看那个看法。
And if you really know this, the way you look at social work, charity, or good works, you will have an accurate perspective about those two.
对，我没有错。我们这个，我在小时候，我在学生的时候，台湾有一个热线叫做张老师热线。
When I was growing up there in Taiwan, there's a teacher Zhang, like red cord hotline.
Virtual teacher 张老师。
Virtual, okay, it's a virtual thing.
然后你如果被 bully 或是你有一些那个一些困扰，考试考不好啊，想自杀，这你就打张老师热线。
Okay, so when you are feeling so down, you wanna commit suicide, you can call that line.
弟兄姊妹，这个东西我想还是有它的一些功用。
Well, there is some use a contribution out of that.
但弟兄姊妹，今天很多的神的儿女呢，他们觉得追求主的概念就是要做慈善。
But then for the children of God today, a lot of them think that doing charitable work is God's work.
我要到医院照顾人。
If I go to the hospital and take care of people.
然后我要募款，然后就周济一些穷人。
Or take donations to help the poor.
弟兄姊妹，如果主给我们这样一个负担，可以做。
If the Lord burdens you with this, yes, you can do it.
但是那个不是神主要的工作。
But that is not the main work of the Lord.
因为我们到一个地步，我们发现说，如果你帮助人的身体跟让他这些人生的这些事物呢比较顺利。
If you help them with their physical needs or kind of smooth out their lives.
但他如果没有进到那个真正新的生命的那条路的话呢，他最后结果是灭亡的。
But unless they really enter into that eternal life, they are going to face destruction in the end.
不仅如此，我们解决的是他外面的一些的问题，没有解决他根源的问题。
And also, we're just helping them solve their outside problem, but not the root problem.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个我们真的把我们这个旧生命能够把它认清了。
That is really knowing that old life.
所以弟兄姊妹，神是非常宝贵我们人的生命。
Now the Lord really treasure our life.
他说人若赚得全世界，若丧掉自己的生命，那有什么益处呢？
If you earn the whole world and lost your life, what's the point?
也就是说，当神把生命跟全世界放在一个天平上的时候，
When the Lord put
on a scale, you know, life and the whole world.
它全世界真的是很重，很多，很花花绿绿。
It is true, the whole world might be attractive and very weight, has a lot of weight.
但在神的那个眼光里面呢，完全比不上我们能够得着神的生命。
But in the eyes of God, that is completely nothing compared to the life of God.
对，我真的盼望我们能够主带我们到一个地步，我们真的认清，只有主的那个新的生命呢，才有盼望。
May the Lord lead us to a point, and that we know that only the life of God, that is the only thing that is that has hope.
然后当我们看到这个约翰福音，二十章三十页一节。
And then if we look at John 20:31.
约翰福音二十章三十一节。
John 20:31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
我们再看很熟悉的十章第十节。
And then a very familiar one, John 10:10.
十章十节，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
对，我深深觉得道路、真理、生命，主是把这三个放在一起告诉我们。
I deeply believe that the Lord put this together, the way, the truth, and the life to tell us.
但我非常感觉那个生命呢，是整件事情里面的根基。
But then the life.It's really the foundation of all.
所以我刚刚已经提过了，神一开头要恢复他工作的时候，他第一个事情是把重生的生命放在堕落的人里面。
So when God wants to recover, to do the recovering work, the first thing He does is to put His life.
所以他整个恢复、整个工作那个根基、那个根源、那个起头呢，是在于他的生命。
So the foundation of that recovery work is in His own life.
所以这个老约翰在第一世纪的末了的时候
So at the end of the first century, this elderly John,
他心中有一个非常重的负担
He has this really heavy burden.
弟兄姊妹把这个根基、这个根源的东西呢，慢慢的把它失落
Because brothers and sisters have gradually lost this foundation.
所以他就直接讲说，我写这些东西呢是要告诉各位要从基督那边要得生命
and that's why he said that you have to get that life from Christ
他也直接讲说主耶稣来的目的呢是叫我们这些人这些羊得生命
and the reason why the Lord Jesus came here is that we will have life
所以弟兄姊妹这个是老约翰的一个心中很深的负担
this is a very deep burden of John
所以弟兄姊妹这个开头的这个根基的东西我们绝对是不能够丢掉
we cannot lose this firm foundation
它永远是我们在主面前追求的那个根基跟基础
it is always the foundation and the root of what we should be pursuing
这就好像我们盖房子
so it's like when you're building a house
盖房子你必须先打那个地基，对不对？那个根基要先扎下去。
You need to build that foundation first.
然后呢，再继续把它盖起来。
And then afterwards, then you build on top of that foundation.
如果在，所以你这个整个建起来的时候，那个根基一直要很稳固的扎在那边的。
And that's why that foundation has to be very firm.
但是当如果我们建造的时候，只要当中。在过程当中，那个根基已经开始被朽坏了、破坏的话，那是不行的。
But let's say while you're building the top, the foundation is already shaking and having problems. Then if you're going to have problem in the end.
对，当然这个盖房子那个根基要烂掉，或这情况比较少，可能要问建筑系。
maybe the foundation having problem, maybe there's less of a
real
case
building
in real building, we have to consult those architects.
但在我们属灵的成长跟建立里面呢，这个东西常常失落。
But in spiritual building, that is usually the thing that gets lost.
甚至说，老约翰他说，这个神来的目的，第一个叫人得生命，然后他的最后的终结呢，是叫人得的生命得的更丰盛。
So his coming, the main thing is that people will have life, and then at the end is to have life more abundantly.
所以这边讲得更清楚，他这个整个建立，整个建筑呢，全部都是生命。
So that whole building is life.
所以如果连那个生命的基础都没有的话，我们在到底在建立什么东西呢？
So if you don't even have that foundation of life, what are you building on?
所以弟兄姊妹，这一点我要想要强调是说。我们追求的那个根基是主的生命。
That's why we say that the pursuit, that foundation of our pursuit is the life of God.
对，不是我们旧的生命。
It's not our old life.
如果没有这个根基，没有这个基础的话，我们根本没有办法有属灵的建造。
Without that life, there's no spiritual building.
好，下一个是我刚刚讲到强弩之末，行走没力。
This next thing is when we talk about, you know, not having strength and feeling weak.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们需要有活泼有力的生命，叫我们能够好好来有力量来跟随主。
We need a life that is lively and full of strength to follow the Lord.
圣经里面哈强调行走过于工作，就是强调 walk more than work.
We know the Bible emphasizes walk more than work.
比如说在以弗所书。
For example, in the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书有许多很高的启示。
So there are very high revelation in the book of Ephesians.
然后在启示之后呢，讲到基督徒的生活。
But after those revelations, it talks about the life of Christian.
那它里面用的字眼就是讲要行事，但是中文翻成行事就是 walk， 就是什么在地上行走。
In Chinese it talks about doing, but actually it's talking about walking.
比如说要凭爱心行事。
For example, you have to walk in love.
对，比如说要行事，要行走的像一个光明的子女。
Or walk as children of light.
要谨慎的行事，要行，我不知道英文什么，就是要行走非常的谨慎。
And then also, to walk carefully.
所以弟兄姊妹，你是否觉得在属灵的路上，你已经开始觉得走不动了呢
？So are you feeling that you cannot walk anymore？
你要想一想，你觉得我今天跟随主到底有没有力量
？You have to think about.Today I'm following the Lord. Do I have the strength?
还是我慢慢的疲倦了，我双腿发软，我已经慢慢没有办法跟随主了呢？
Or am I getting tired? Am I my feet are getting weak? I cannot follow on anymore.
到底我跟随主行走的力量到底是哪里来的呢？
So where is this strength coming from? This strength to follow Him?
是不是人的称赞？
Is this strength the praise of men?
对，比如说。我今天有弟兄姊妹做得不错，我就哎呀，就你做得太好了。今天这个、不好意思，事情呢，就是就比如说你今天弹得太好了，或者你今天传福音讲得太好了。
For example, people praise you. Oh, you are such a good pianist. Or, oh, today your message is so good.
那我是不是称赞了一下，你就开始变有力了呢
？So, are is your strength coming from my praise?
如果这个可以 work 的话，我很愿意天天打电话。到你家来赞美你。
If this works, I will call you every day to praise you.
还是说是弟兄姊妹之间的感情呢
？Or is it the relationship among brothers and sisters?
哎呀，你最近心情不好，我请你吃个龙虾。
Oh, today you're feeling so bad. Maybe I'll treat you a lobster.
这是借用常借弟兄的这个口语了。
I'm just borrowing from others.
哎呀，我这个好好关心你。那弟兄姊妹，我们关心是需要的。
It is true that we have to be mindful and take care of other people.
但是你有没有经，你有没有真的经历过，你一直只是去关心那个人，那个人就变得有力吗？
But if you keep on taking care of that person, does that person become stronger?
或是说，给某个弟兄姊妹他一个头衔跟一个责任。
Or you give a person a title or a responsibility.
好，某某弟兄、某某姊妹，你今天请你在聚会当中做这件事情。
So brother or sister, can you please do this thing in the meeting today?
对，我想这是好的，我们愿意顺服，把我们被assign 就是把我们被指派的工作把它做好，忠心，这是对的。
Of course, it is right to do faithfully what has been assigned to you.
但是难道说我给你这份工作，叫你做这个工作，你就变成能够很行走有力的跟随主吗？
But does your strength come because you're given this responsibility?
还是说这个力量是来自于同辈的压力跟比较呢？
Or maybe your strength is coming from being compared with other people.
哎呀，这个韩同学好追求。
Oh, Brother Han, is pursuing with all his heart.
我也要这个要像他一样。
And so I want to be like him.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个是在主里面单纯的话，这是会正面的。
If you're really simple before the Lord, it can be positive.
但如果只是为着让别人称赞，让别人看见。那我这样去比较的话，请问这个力量能够持续多久？
But if it is to be seen, to be praised, you know, how long can that kind of strength hold?
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都没有办法成为我们跟随主那个力量的源头。
So all this cannot be the source of our strength to follow the Lord.
所以当有一位姊妹分享你弟兄的一小段话的时候，我觉得很阿门。
So when a sister shared a small passage from Watchman Nee, I really say amen to that.
雅歌书的第一章有一句话，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
So in the Song of Songs, it says, draw me and I will run after thee.
我希望比较好翻好，就是我们跟随基督的属灵动力。
So the motivation, the spiritual motivation of us following the Lord,
不是源自我们里面的一种情感的冲动。
It is not out of an emotional enthusiasm.
或是说，甚至也不是从圣灵直接来的。
It is also not directly from the Holy Spirit.
而是由圣灵透过神的话，把基督在我们眼中变得越来越真实。
But it is making Christ more and more real to us by His word through the Holy Spirit.
然后这位基督呢，在我们身上，我们看他越来越宝贵。
And we see this Christ as more and more precious to us.
然后很自然的，就有一股力量推动我们去跟随他。
And then naturally there is this strength that pushes us forward.
然后我们就不断的对主自己的荣美与尊贵越来越有启示，越来越看得清楚。
And then more and more we see the beauty and honor of Christ and more revealed to us.
然后就以至于越来越渴慕要去亲近他。
And so more and more we want to be near to him and seek him.
然后这个产生一股不可抗拒的力量。
And this creates in us a force that cannot be stopped.
然后牵引着我们。
And then leading us on.
然后他特别提到一句，这个吸引是超乎我们平常的经验之外。
And that attraction is way past beyond our normal experience.
我刚刚是讲得很慢，但是就是简单来说，就是基督 自己的那个真实呢，在我们身上才能够产生那个最大的吸引。
And so I said it kind of slowly, but really it's the reality of Christ that can really create that in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们能够往前行走那个真正的动力。
And that is really the greatest motivation so that we can go forward.
所以我实在感觉我们要回，如果我们真的觉得力量力有未逮，有那个力量不够。
If you're feeling that your strength is no longer enough,
我们需要回到那个生命的根基里面。
You need to go back to that foundation of life.
好好的真实的经历主。
And really experience the Lord himself.
让这个生命的改变实实在在的坐在我们的里面。
So that he will really do that real change in life in us.
每一次我们身上的变化，
every transformation in us.
每一次经历那个出人意外的平安，
every time you experience the peace that is beyond comprehension.
每一次在难处当中能够赞美主，
every time when you can praise out of suffering.
每一次放下一件事情，主以自己来代替。
And whenever you lay down something and the Lord gave you himself for to replace that.
对，我实在是觉得就像那个使徒行传有一个瘸腿的。
You know, just like that limp person in Book of Acts.
有一个生来瘸腿的人。
So he was born lame.
在《使徒行传》第三章哈。
So this is from Acts chapter 3.
每一天有人把他抬到那个圣殿的美门那里。
Every day somebody will carry him to the beautiful gate.
然后你想想看，一个神的圣殿，本来应该是敬拜神那个充满神能力的地方。
Think about it. The temple is where God is worshipped, and it should be full of His power.
对，就像神的家应该是一个充满主生命力的地方。
It's like the house of God where life should be full and abundant.
但是现在有一个好像看门的，一个瘸腿不能行走的看门，天天守在那个神的家那里。
And now it seems like there's a doorman who cannot even walk.
在那边，
and every day,
在那边乞讨。
Every day he's begging in front of that temple.
所以当那天彼得经过那个美门那里的时候，
and so that day when Peter went by that beautiful gate,
那他一看这个，哇，这个神的殿这边一个没力的。
And so he saw this weak, lame person without strength.
这个人如果想起来的话。
If you think about this person,
然后彼得就告诉他说，金银我都没有。
And Peter said, silver and gold have I none.
但是我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
But in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to walk.
所以这个没有力的人呢，他就起来行走。
And so he rises up and walks.
这个主的那个生命的能力呢，复活的大能，能够叫这个人从瘫痪从瘸腿能够起来行走。
That life can raise this person and have him walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，我真盼望我们很多人像彼得。
I really hope that many of us will be like Peter.
马弟兄没力起来行走。
Brother Ma, you're weak, rise up and walk.
所以所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要做一个天天被抬来聚会的人。
Let us not be the one who is being carried into a meeting.
没有错，你是开车来的，你是不是你坐车来的？没错。
Yes, you drove here, or you were in somebody else's car and you came here.
但如果我们已经行走无力了，像瘸腿一样。
But if you're like a lame person and you have no strength,
来聚会就真的像是那个瘫在那边。没办法动的人啊。
You are like that lame who cannot move and just laying there in the meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很需要主那个活泼的生命力 叫我们这个人能够起来重新来好好的跟随他的。
We need that lively life of the Lord to raise us up and follow Him.
以前我在我做电脑哈，以前我在工作上面有一个感觉。
I'm a computer person, and when I was working, I have this feeling.
对，有时候学一个东西，大概学三五个月就差不多熟悉了。
So maybe it takes 3-4 months to learn something and then you get familiar with it.
然后以后这个两三年就还算蛮轻松愉快，反正就差不多。
And so then it can last you maybe 2-3 years, you're happy, you can do it.
对，就不是很新鲜了，就感觉想要做点别的东西。
And you feel, oh, that's not fresh anymore, I'd rather do something else.
不过这两年太新鲜了。
But then these 2 years, everything is just too fresh.
所以每天都在想要学新的东西，都不会。
Every day you have to learn new things and you don't know.
然后做这个哇，要上网查一下怎么弄。
So you're doing this, you need to search the web to know how to do it.
所以做什么都可以，做什么都很新鲜。
So you can do anything because everything is fresh.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的生命上面有那个新鲜活泼的动力。
This is what we need.We need to have fresh, lively motivation before the Lord.
回到生命的根基，好叫我们得着这个力量。
Let's go back to that foundation of life so that we can gain that strength.
每次当我们当我想到生命的成长这件事情的时候
，When I think about the growth of life，
或是说想到要怎么去追求主的时候。
Or thinking about how to pursue the Lord.
我会有两个方面感觉是矛盾的。
I feel like there are two things that seems to be contradicting each other.
第一个方面是说，我们既然有主的生命。
The first is now that we have the life of the Lord.
一个生命它里面有个本质是能够成长的。
There is a character of this life that it will grow.
所以生命的成长应该是一个蛮自然的事情。
And so you would expect that growth is a very natural thing.
对，所以你看一些，如果看那些小 baby 小孩子，一个月加一磅，6个月加五磅，不，反正就是他就一直加，很自然的就成长。
So you look at a baby, it's like every month it's growing a pound, and so it's very natural that you see the growth there.
第二个方面，我们又常常要强调要竭力的追求。
But then on the other hand, we emphasize that we need to pursue with all our strength.
要用力的。
You need strength to do that.
要对自己暴力，不可以保留。
You need to be violent against yourself. You cannot hold back.
好像要有一种这个自己这种努力的感觉。
As if you need, like, you know, self effort in it.
所以有时候我们去想的时候，我们感觉这两个方面好像有点矛盾。
And so when we think about these two things, they seem to be contradictory.
不过其实弟兄姊妹，如果我们从正常就我们平常的生命的成长来看的话，我们应该可以理解的。
But actually, when we see from the observation in life, we can understand it.
对，比如说一个孩子哈，他有生命，所以你把他放在一个正常能够供应生命的一个环境里面，他就会长。
So for a child, if you put him in a normal environment, then growth will come.
所以你就好好给他吃，让他睡得好。然后有什么生病的话，就把他照顾一下，给他这个环境，他会长。
So you give him that environment, you take care of him, you give him food, you if he's sick, you take care of him, then he will grow.
但是另外一方面呢，你发现一个孩子必须要运动，要在学校学习。
But then that child also has to exercise, has to learn in school.
对，他不可以天天睡懒觉。
He cannot just be a sloth and sleep the whole day.
他不可以偷懒，功课都不做。
Or he cannot be one who does not do his homework.
那如果都不运动的话，那就是变过重。
If there's no exercise, he's going to be overweight.
那不健康。
And then not going to be healthy.
但是你如果要运动，你要 study，要念书，你要花努力下去，对不对？
But if you want to exercise, you want to study, you need to put in effort.
所以其实这两个方面，表面看起来是好像是矛盾的，但其实他们是并存在那里的。
On the surface, they might seem to be contradictory, but actually, they both have to be there.
所以我试着把它分开来描述。
So I want to separate them and describe them.
但千万记得这两个都是在并存的。
But remember that both of them have to be side by side going forward.
我们看一下罗马书6章4节。
So let's turn to Romans 6:4.
罗马书第6章第4节。
Romans 6:4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
对，请记得这边一举一动有新生的样式，就是 walk in.
Yeah, walk in newness of life.
它的原文就是说，在生。 新的生命，或者说就是在这个生命里面呢行走。
So it is to walk in this life.
我们可以称它叫 walk in life， 就是在生命里面行走。
So walk in life.
然后我们再读一处，回到那个诗篇16篇。
And then let's turn back to Psalm 16.
就是之前有提到他讲到生命之路，生命的道路。
Where previously we've read that there's a way of life.
对，诗篇16篇第8跟9。
We look at verses 8 and 9.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices in my flesh. Also, shall rest in hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个 walking life 啊，就是在生命中行走，我们要把自己放在那个生命的感觉的里面。To
walk in life, we have to put ourselves in that sense of life.
也就是说，当我们信主之后，肯定有一个重生的生命已经住在我们里面了。
After we believe, there's that reborn life that's in us.
只要有一个生命，只要有生命是活的，好，只要是活的，不管它多大多少，它都会有生命的反应跟感觉。
You know, as long as that life is living, it will have reaction and sense.
所以我们一定要学活在主这个生命的那个反应。 显明跟感觉的理念。
So we need to live in that sense of that life, the reaction of that life.
所以有的时候，当我们讲一句话，里面就感觉不合适。
So let's say you speak, and then inside of you, you sense it's not proper.
然后有的时候我们还是控制不了，发了脾气。
So let's say you couldn't control and yourself, so you have a temper.
所以里面就觉得我需要道歉。
But then inside you have a sense, I need to say sorry.
所以我常常鼓励弟兄姊妹，就是我们信主之后呢，一些里面那个生命责备更正的感觉呢，尽量不要去忽略它。
So let us not ignore the reprimand of that life and the rebuke of that life.
所以当这样子，我们一直去学，这个听起来有点悬，但是我们知道说，只要有生命呢，就有生命的那个表现跟感觉，一定有。This
might seem abstract at first, but if there's that life, there would be that manifestation, that reaction of that life.
我甚至要强调说，这是基督徒的命脉，绝对不可以把它抹煞掉。
That's the pulse of a Christian. You cannot kill it or do away with it.
不管他的感觉是多强烈或是多微弱，只要有这个感觉，你一定要保守。
You need to keep that sense, whether it's strong or weak.
所以弟兄姊妹，经过了教会经过了两千年。
The church has been through 2,000 years.
有好多好多的规条、教导、教会的活动。
There are rules, doctrines, activities in the church.
其实很多东西呢，它其实有一个效果，就是把这个生命的感觉把它抹煞掉了。
The bad thing is that all this took away that sense of life.
其实不用讲两千年，你就光讲第一世纪的末了。
You don't have to even talk about 2,000 years, but at the end of the first century.
对，从老约翰的观察里面呢，神的儿女已经慢慢失去了这个生命的感觉了。
From the observation of John, the children of God had already lost that sense of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个自然成长的这个点上面，请记得一定要把自己放在有属灵成长的环境。
So in order to have this growth, you need to put yourself in a good spiritual environment.
让主的话是真正成为这个生命的食粮。
That the word of the Lord can be truly be the bread of that life.
所以这是一个主的话供应我们属灵生命的一个环境。
This is a place of environment where there's a supply of that word for that spiritual life.
一定要跟主亲近，跟他祷告，跟他讲话，这是我们属灵的生命的气息。
You need to be near the Lord, talking to Him, praying to Him, because this is the breath of that life.
然后来到聚会，或是活在弟兄姊妹当中，这是一个整体的身体的一个生命。
And when you're here with brothers and sisters, this is the corporate life.
所以好好的把自己摆在这个有让生命成长的环境里面，你会发现在这个点上面，这个生命会自然的成长。
If you put yourself in an environment, a good environment where this life can grow, then it can grow naturally.
如果你一直把自己摆在世界的环境，
But if you put yourself in the environment of the world,
这都是周边的你跟这个不信主的朋友好好的融合在一起。
And you flow with people or friends who are unbelievers.
那个是一个贫瘠干裂的一个地方。
That's a dry, thirsty land.
你的生命不成长，你不能够怪别人。
You cannot blame other people if your life does not grow.
因为你自己把自己摆在那个环境的里面。
Why?Because you put yourself in that kind of an environment.
然后，弟兄姊妹，如果在这个团体的生命里，一个人拒绝交通。
If in a corporate setting, one person refused fellowship.
或是说，拒绝受教被更正。
Or refused to be corrected.
马上死。
Then immediately death will come.
那个我们看了那个彼得叫瘸子起来行走，我们觉得哇，这真是很好的神迹。
We see that when Peter did that miracle to let that person walk.
但是到了后面两章。
But then in the last two chapters.
After two chapters.
After two chapters.
有一对夫妇因为说谎。
The couple because they lied.
然后一进来的时候，彼得说：“你为什么欺哄圣灵呢？”
And Peter said, "Why do you lie to the Holy Spirit?"
马上死在地上。
Immediately they die.
弟兄姊妹，今天我感谢主，今天神不做这个事情。
Thank the Lord that the Lord does not do this today.
你一欺哄圣灵，马上死在地上。
If you immediately you die because you lie to the Holy Spirit.
但是哈，有可能如果我们脱开这个生命。
But if you want to be away from that life.
脱开这个 团体身体的生命。
And you go away from that body life.
从一个角度来看，马上死在地上。
From a certain perspective, you also die.
弟兄姊妹，另外一个，如果我们常常活在自我的里面。
If you live in yourself.
啊、你只要一想，哎呀，我好可怜。
For example, you say, "Oh, I'm so pitiful."
我生病了，都没人来打电话关心我。
I'm sick and nobody even called me.
我在工作那个老板的压榨，没有人理解我。
I am really oppressed by my boss and nobody understands me.
那没有人爱我。
Nobody loves me.
当这个人一活在自我里，他马上就失去生命。
The moment you live in yourself, you lost that life.
所以弟兄姊妹，一方面我们把自己摆在好好能够成长的环境底下。
On one hand, we put ourselves in an environment that we can grow spiritually.
然后求主好好保守，我们能够活在团体生命的供应的里面。
And may the Lord keep us that we will live in a corporate life where there is supply of life.
然后另外一个点是，这个讲到我们需要竭力追求。
Another point is we have to pursue with all our strength.
或是说，我们来读这个罗马书第八章。
Or let's read Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第二节。因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
第四节。
And then verse 4.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
That the righteousness of law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
OK， 这罗马书第八章这边强调的是生命的圣灵。
In the chapter 8, the emphasis is on the spirit of life.
然后第四节他这边讲到说要 walk according to spirit 或是 walk after spirit， 就是要跟着圣灵行走。
And the emphasis here is walk with the spirit or according to the spirit.
所以也就是说我们必须 walk， 就是行走。According to the life.
That means we have to walk according to the life.
我们需要在行事为人，在行走当中呢，是要跟着那个生命，要随着这个生命，要借着这个生命。
We walk with the life. We walk through the life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们天然的倾向好，都不是照着这个新的生命。
Our natural tendency is really not to walk according to the spirit.
其实你想想看哈，你是怎么做决定，或是说你做一个事情，你是怎么去做的
？So when you're gonna do something, how do you go about doing it?
所以我们天然的行动哈，那个反应跟决定，常常是根据，比如说环境。
The natural reaction is always.Dependent on the environment.
凭着一些外在的刺激。
Or depending on outside stimulation.
凭着我们的经验。
According to our experience.
或是我们的头脑的分析。
According to our mental analysis.
或是我的个人的喜好。
According to our like or dislike.
我想这应该很容易理解，就是我们做一件事情呢，环境有这个情况，然后我就做了。
So it's very easy to know this. Like you are going to do something, there's that something in the environment which led you to do it.
然后或者说我想要去洛杉矶玩，还是去纽约玩，还是去佛罗里达玩。
So I want to travel. I want to have fun in New York, Los Angeles.
然后因为我比如说这个人喜欢听音乐，听 musical， 然后我就决定要去纽约。
So let's say I love musicals, so I decide to go to New York.
或是说你做一个事情，你分析说，哎呀，我现在碰到一个弟兄，对我 挺不错。
Or let's say I met a brother who is nice to me.
然后我就开始分析，这个例子好吗？我分析他这个以后前途怎么样啊，会不会留在这边啊？然后他的个性怎么样，跟我配不配合啊？啊，就有很多分析，然后我就来决定。
And so you start analyzing, you know, is he gonna be able to stay in this country? What is his personality? Does that match mine?
对，弟兄姊妹，这是很常有的事情。我们照着我们的经验、我们的分析，然后我们的智慧，我们去做很多的判断。
So according to our analysis, according to our lives, our experience, we determine something.
那就我就要请问了，在这些事情上面，我们有没有 walk according to the life? 我们有没有做决定行走是根据我们里面的生命？
So now the question is, now when you do these things, are you walking according to the life?
还是你是照着我开头讲的那个会朽坏神根本不要的那个旧的生命
or you're walking according to that corruptible hopeless life
所以在我们其实我们常常强调为我就主说为我失丧生命的必要得着生命
And the Lord said, if you lose your life for me, you're going to gain life.
也就是说,如果你要有生命的成长,
If you want to have spiritual growth,
你必须放下自己,放下自己的智慧,分析,头脑,经验,感觉,放下这些,你发现你就会得生命。
Lay down your own wisdom, your likes or dislikes, your experience, your thinking, your analysis, then you're going to gain life.
下次你要去什么地方?
Next time, when you're going to go somewhere,
不要说喜欢就去了。
Don't go because you like it.
先问问主。
Let's ask the Lord first.
我里面有那个生命的引导吗?
Is there a leading of life?
如果那个生命我觉得那个生命没有一个平安的感觉。
If I don't have peace according to that life,
我是否能够照着那个生命能够放下我自己的喜好呢?
Can I lay down what I like?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常强调，我们的生活一定要注重生死，不要注重理由的对错。
That's why we always tell brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention.To life and death rather than the correctness or wrongness of the thing.
主啊，为什么这个事情那个弟兄这么顺利？
We cannot say, oh, how come it's so smooth and easy for this brother?
那为什么我这边这个事情就是很多的困难过不去？
How come it's so difficult for me? There's a lot of blockage.
主啊，这个有点不公平。
Oh, it's not fair, Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在那边讲理由的时候
，When we try to reason it out,
那个叫做死。
That is death.
但如果我们能够把我们自己这些放下，你发现那个是生命跟平安。
But if we can lay down, that is life and peace.
而弟兄姊妹，我再强调一下，这个根据生命来行走，哈。是一个非常费力的扭转。
To be walking according to life is a very strenuous turning around.
我再讲一次，我们这个整个人的天性跟倾向，你要把它扭转过来，是根据主的生命的话，这是一个非常蛮不自然的事情。
In order to turn away from that natural inclination of following our own life to following or living according to the spirit life, it's not a very natural thing for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在做的一个事情，我其实感觉有时候感觉有点费力。
That's why you feel that it's very strenuous.
所以我们需要在主面前竭力的追求。
And that's why we have to resolve and.Really pursue with our strength.
好叫我们越过，是让主的生命走在我们的前面。
so that more and more we let God's life walk in front of us.
许多的事情，我们求主带我们达到每一个事情呢，我们都是照着那个生命的感觉跟引导来走。
So with each and everything in our life, we are walking according to the Spirit and the leading of the Spirit of life.
当中有许多要放下自己的权利的。
There are many times and places where we have to yield our rights.
放下自己的喜好，放下自己的理由。
Lay down our likes and dislikes and our reasoning.
但是为着得着那个生命呢，这些都是值得的。
But to gain that life, these are all worth it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这生命很基本的，是非常基本的。
Now life is very basic.
但是又是那么容易的失去的。
And yet, it's very easy to lose.
所以我盼望借着今天的这个复习跟提醒。
So may this review and reminder.
我们需要回到生命的感觉来走这条生命之路。
That we will go back to that sense of life and walk the way of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们彼此勉励，再走走吧。
Brothers and sisters, let's encourage one another and let us walk.
我们照着我们今天的光景，比如说照着我上次的交通，照着我们今天的情况，有办法走到2028年吗？
According to our condition, can we finish 2018?
我只讲十年好了。
Or 10 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们好好啊，好好。好好在主面前呢，得着这个生命，让这个生命活活泼泼的，新鲜的，是真实的，能够充满在我们这个平常的行走里面。
May this life really fill us in a lively, fresh, and strong way.
好，叫我们真的是能够欢然跳跃起来，好好来跟随主。
That we will be following the Lord with gladness and excitement and jumping up and down.
那请原谅我这样讲，有时候看到弟兄姊妹的脸。
Sorry to say that sometimes when I see brothers and sisters' faces.
对，有时候蛮挺愁苦的。
They look very sad.
有点有黑黑的那种感觉。
Kind of dark.
但有时候我们有一些事情很忧虑啊，会忧虑。
True, some things might be worrying us.
但有时候我常常都是这样子的话，我就感觉这个人行走没有力量了。
But if it's always like that, then I feel this person is walking without strength anymore.
所以有时候看久了，我自己也觉得没什么力。
After looking at that kind of face for a long time, I myself may be feeling weak too.
开玩笑，我想。弟兄姊妹，我们好好让主能够在我们属灵的天路上面力上加力，因着他的生命是带着力量，带着那个炸力，我们能够有行走有力的，能够好好的行走来见主。
So when we walk in this heavenly way, may it be strength upon strength that we will walk in a strong way in this way of life.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们一同谢谢你。
Lord, together we come and thank you.
主啊，你是一位乐意吸引我们的神。
Because Lord, you are one who wants to draw us.
主啊，让我们心中有个心愿。主啊，我要多多的来认识你，多多的被你吸引。
We have this desire. We want to know you more. Draw us more, Lord.
主啊，既然你已经把生命点活放在我们里面。
You have lighted that life in us.
主啊，就让我们活出这条生命之路。
May we really live this way of life.
你得着一批人能够力上加力的往锡安大道行走。
You can capture a people who can walk and march towards Zion.
感谢主，加添我们力量，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord. Strengthen us. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.